Hello.
Hello, is this Hector?
May I know who's calling?
Yeah, it's Charlie from Local Splash. We spoke about, I think we spoke like last month, in the beginning of the month, middle of the month. Do you remember our conversation?
Yes. I remember you. How you doing?
Nice. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. Trying to survive in this wild country.
Yeah. Is something happening on your side that's going crazy?
No, just business is rough. That's all. That's all.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, no, I definitely understand. It is a little tough. Are you guys seeing a little slowdown right now?
Yes, we're still in this lockdown, yes.
Okay. I know last time I had talked to you, I talked to you about getting in front of people that are searching your services on the first page of Google and helping you get retargeting marketing going with those Facebook ads as well. We did have a call back, but I think you were just too busy that you weren't able to answer my call. But I know last time we talked, you were using Angie's leads and you weren't getting the results you were looking for.
You get some results with Angie's, but it's just, you know, it's a lot of work and it's a little expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we always look for options, right?
Yeah. Are you paying like a per lead with them, or are you paying like a monthly
right now
fee?
Per lead. I used to call both service per lead and monthly fees. They both.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. they tell you. I mean, they sell oranges, that I has whatever, the same thing. They just sell it you again. You know. It's,
yeah.
You know
they
I
just
mean?
Replenish them.
It's the same thing. They give you the same thing, and they say, I mean, it is just the same bullshit. So,
yeah. Well, is there something that you, what don't you like about that service?
Expensive, number one. The first word that comes in my mind is too expensive, because, like I mentioned to you, out of 10 leads, one is real leads, the rest, they all deny that bullshit.
Right.
That they lie, you know, meaning, like I mentioned before, could be a customer just got into the website and they even didn't submit the button, push the submit button to request a lead, a professional, and they say, oh, he was looking on the website, so that must be a lead. Boom, sell it to you for $200. That's lie.
Yeah.
You know, that's not happening. That's number one. Number two, you know, a lot of from, and the spectrum between the customer push the button to just look at it, you know. It's a lot of different things there that should not happen in there. I have been a great feedback for them. I even given, you know, percentage of stuff, you know, you guys efficiency is this much. I put a lot into it. And they appreciate that, but they still, you know, they charge you for it.
They definitely charge you per lead, no matter what.
No matter what, so that's why I still work with them, you know. It works, but it's just a lot of work. You have to willing to spend $1,000 to get $100 work. To get $100 work, put it that way.
Yeah, that's not a very good margin. Every $10 you put in, you're only getting a dollar back.
And this talking about just to get to talk to the customer. Now you talk about 10 customers. And then out of the same customer wants to become a job, because they say, we're going to give you this lead only for two or three professionals. Another lie. They give you for five, six, seven. So those customers getting bombarded with different guys. They are really pissed off. They really don't want to deal with us. And it's ridiculous, you know.
Yeah. And how is that affecting the business, especially if you're putting $10 in and you're only getting a dollar out?
I mean, put it away. For every $1,000 I put, so I'm going to get the efficiency is $10, which is the 1%.
Yeah.
It is horrible. It's horrible.
Yeah. You know? Are you in a contract with them, or are you like in a month-to-month?
No. The month to month, I canceled that because it's all the garbage that the lead didn't take it, they sell you as a month to month lead.
Mm.
You know, all the worst garbage, they give it to you on those month to months.
Okay, I get what you're saying. So you kind of get a better quality lead if you do a pay per lead deal with them.
Yes, you get a better quality. You have better chances. So you get a chance probably 1 or 2%. Mm-hmm. But if they, you get the, you know, you pay the $300 a month that they have programs like that. They give you, you know, whatever. Nobody wanted it, or they knew that nobody wanted to take it. They give you that as a consolation prize.
And they charge you crazy.
Yeah, that's the mentality. That's the mentality. Exactly.
I just, I don't understand how you...
$300, you know, you give you this garbage. So, I give you a list, you know. You know,
I just don't understand how you
give you a list.
Yeah, I just don't understand how you, as a consumer, are supposed to make any profits off of that.
Like I say, it is very hard.
Yeah.
It's very hard with them. Very hard. And I work really hard with them. I mean, calling back every week, giving the feedback, hey, this didn't work for me. This, you know, this kind of leads are not working because this and that. I give you all the facts, but they didn't get. I mean, talk to people that they just down the line, you know, and just answer calls. They don't care. You get to talk to a supervisor, maybe care a little. You get to talk to a man that is resolution, then maybe, you know, he could take that in consideration. But you only get to talk to them when you're canceling the account, closing the account. Then you get to talk to the men.
I'm not here. Not here. So. But are you doing work in San Jose or Fremont, or are you doing more work like in the Redwood City area?
San Jose all the way to San Mateo. I know you're familiar with the area. Where are you located?
We're located south of you. So we're located in Orange County, California, down here by LA County.
Yeah, you're far away from here. I don't know if you're familiar with the area. But, I'm working from San Jose all the way to San Mateo and the peninsula, South Peninsula, just put it that way.
Okay. Yeah,
San Francisco is a little different market, you know, it's a little different market. And then my guys don't like to work there. Traffic is horrible. Parking, no parking. You get tickets every day there. It's like a ridiculous, you know. It's a different game there.
Okay.
It's a lot of work in San Francisco. It's a lot of old houses, but
the parking's ridiculous. The crime is high. You like it. It's crazy in San Francisco.
Climb, you know, 3-4 floors to get to the gutter, and it's like, Jesus Christ, it's very dangerous.
Yeah.
You know? So
at that point, by the time you get up there, it's time for lunch.
Exactly. So it's so productive, you know. Unless
customers
want to pay big bucks, and then it's worth it. But most customers say, hey, just pay the gutter. Yeah, gutter is four up there. And the street is still there, you know. It's 45-degree angled street, you know.
No, it's dangerous, especially when you're on the roofs and stuff like that. But do you do, so you do a lot of painting, and you do drywall installations too, correct?
I do a little what? Say it again?
I say you do a lot of painting, and then you do decks, porches, interior, exterior for houses.
Yeah.
You do paint removal. Do you do like drywall installation and drywall repairs?
No, that's a different, license. My license is not for that. I can do little repairs, but I cannot do the entire house. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. So you might just do a drywall repair.
Drywall repair. I don't go to the job just for a drywall repair, because then if I put drywall repair, they call me for a hole. I'm not going to waste my time.
I got you. Yeah.
But the hole is what, it's not worth it. But if the hole is there while we're going to paint the entire house, or at least half a house, we fix it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. So it's just like a kind of hidden benefit that you guys can do.
Yeah, exactly. We can do wall repair if your teenage children run a party, they break all the walls. Then we do that. You know.
Or they're fighting.
Or they're fighting and make walls everywhere. Everywhere. We do that. So, but if you have one hole, you call me all the way to San Francisco, I used to fix one hole, you know, unless you want to pay $400 for my day. And then I go and do it.
Yeah.
But they want to pay $30-$40 for one hole, and you know, I don't know.
Yeah, and then they're and it's not worth.
I spend
you can't even
put
gas. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Get
with my band there and all my junk, and then Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
For gas and stuff, you know.
Yance is outrageous, especially in California too. Down here, I know it's almost like, I think it's like 560 right now, 569, 570, somewhere like that.
It's about the same. Yeah. He's about around 490, 480, or right now, just Bugatti was 550.
Okay.
Depends where you
yeah.
are, you know.
Yeah, it just depends, yeah. but. So I know you're struggling a lot with HomeAdvisor and Angie's right now. Would you prefer a system that people would call you directly instead of you having to call them or text them and pay per lead or anything like that?
Of course, that's the old-fashioned way, you know. The
right.
yellow pages, you put
right.
your advertisement, you pay $50 a month. And the people find you and call you. So you pay a quarter of the page, you know,
right.
the people find you better and they call you more. They put the whole page, you know, it costs you $500 a month for the whole page. I remember that. And an old time.
Right.
And then people
yeah.
find you easily call you, you know, 6, 7, 10 times, you know, that's awesome. You know, $500
right.
for 10 calls, you know,
yeah.
if 10 or 20% of those calls become business. And what we do is good, you know?
Right, exactly. Exactly. Well, that's
but
a little
SEO,
how...
SEOs, I mean, I know that young puppy that you started this. I work with SEOs before, what you guys do. The problem that you have, you treated us like we are first-time daters, you know? Meaning, hey, want to date you? So, yeah, I take you to the moon, you know? Mm-hmm. And then you never take me to the moon. For example, you say, I'm going to put you in the first place in Google. You would never put me there, really, unless I stay with you for a month. I mean, for a year.
Mm.
Maybe I will appear somewhere there unless I pay for the sponsorship. And then I'll be there. But I would say, you know, the top sponsor. Customers know that.
Did you have a bad experience with another SEO company that said that and they never did?
Oh, yeah. Several ones. They said, we put you there, before they used to be a little more, you know, conservative. They say, we put you there in two, three months. But the 2-3 months become 6 months or never, you know.
Yeah.
So, and then it was frustrating because they ask you for $300-$400 a month. You
right.
pay for a hope and the hope never arrives. So it's very frustrating. And then you have to cancel that better that. And then, you know. The SEO already made 3 to 4 months and then you become a different kind of business, just rotate customers, right? Yeah. But
no, I mean, for us, we have a 97% retention rate on our month-to-month plan is because our customers have the same problems that you're having where, you know, they've been with other companies and they promise them, you know, like you said, the moon, and they don't deliver it, right? But the problem is that we don't promise you the moon and the stars. We promise you what we can do for you, right? And that's it. And for us, we're Google Channel partners. So I understand there's a lot of SEO companies out there, a ton of them that say they can do X, Y, and Z, and they can never do it because they're not Google Channel partners, right? There's only about 40 companies for Google that are Google Channel partners across the United States. So we are one of those partners. And we know how to get people on the first page of Google. It's not for the sponsored. It's for that local map section. We've done this for 18 years, so we know how to do it, and we know the time frame it takes. For us, it takes 30 to 45 days, right? And that's why when we had talked last time, I told you that's why we pair that Facebook ads up with you, because that's where you'll see a little bit of the results happening quicker, because we can get those ads up and running within 7 to 14 days. So the first month doesn't have to be out of pocket. It's to sustain itself. And then really, after the 30 to 45 days, that's where you're really going to see the maximum results from your Google Business profile. Does that make sense? I understand that there's companies out there that say they can do what we do, but in all fairness, they can't. And I mean, you've experienced that, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And I know last time I had sent you like the emails on what we do. I sent you our website on what we do. I even gave you the biggest discount that we give our clients for people that have issues like this, because we want you to see that SEO is the way to go. We also put you on directory listings. Yellow Pages are one of them. We put you on Yahoo, Bing, Yelp, Apple. We put you on Chamber of Commerce. We put you on the Better Business Bureau. We put you on those things where they're credible sources where people can find you as well, not just on Google. But Google will be the main source of where your customers call you from, right? Now, I'm not going to say you're going to be there, you know, tomorrow, but it will take 30 to 45 days. We can get you verified with Google because I don't see you have a Google business profile, but we can get you verified with Google. And it's a month-to-month deal.
What is the business name you're looking at right now?
The business name I have for you is H. Phileas Painting.
Yeah, that's still the legal name right now. I haven't changed it, but I was in the process since last year to change name. And I have a new website. The name is Prime Pro Painters, LLC.
Prime Pro Painters, I remember, yes. Okay.
LLC. And that's going to be my new name. This is not official yet. I need to call the state and tell them, hey, I have a new name. I will do this week. And then I can start to use this name as a legal name in promoting this and Google and everywhere else. So I didn't want to get into any SEO or anything right now. But
gotcha.
I'm in the mood to do it right now. I have to do it. So tell me, when you say, what is the payment schedule for you guys? You say you wait this month? I missed that part.
So for you, what I did for you is, usually this is a $599 a month package that I gave you. What I did was I gave it to you for $249. Now, there usually is a setup fee for this, but I waived the setup fee as well because you have been burned before. You're paying way too much with Andy's. You're not seeing a return on investment. What I would like to do is I would like to show you what we can do for you. Okay, and that's why I gave you the cheapest price, the best deal that I could possibly give you here at this company, and start you on a month-to-month deal. Now, your price will never go up for the services we offer, the Facebook and the SEO. It will never go up. It will always stay the same. You will be locked in at this price no matter what. Now, if you want to upgrade later down the road and you want to do some extra advertising because things are going great and you want to expand your business, we could take it farther if you want, but for now, to show you that we can prove to you that we could get you on that first page of Google within 30 to 45 days, and we can get you business and people calling you directly, I would rather show you first than tell you we can do X, Y, and Z, put you over here, put you over there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, I started you at the $249 price. I know we've been talking back and forth. I know you've had a bad experience. But I would like to show you what it is when you work with a Google Channel partner. It's a premier service, a premium service. We are premier partners with them. So the customer service here is great. And we also set you up with a tracking system. So we build a custom tracking system for you and your business. You'll be able to see how many people are clicking on Google and Facebook, and you'll also be able to see what you're listed for on Google. You'll also be able to track the calls coming in from Google. So we'll be able to listen in and see what kind of customers are calling you. Are they high-end customers or are they low-end customers? Okay, well, if they're low-end customers, how do we make the adjustments? Where do we have to put you in so we can get those high-end customers for you? And we're constantly updating your profile so that way we get you the best quality customers that are calling your phone instead of just throwing you a random lead or having random people call you. That doesn't work. We want you to spend a dollar and make $10, not the other way around. That's our goal. That's always our goal here at Local Splash, and that's always our goal as a Google Channel partner. Now, we are certified with Google. We get trained by Google. Our tech team goes to Google conferences all the time. We know the newest updates on what we have to do to get you to the first page. We know all those things. So That's why I'm super confident that we can get you there. I understand you're in the process of changing your business name. That shouldn't be a problem for us because we have to get you verified with Google. So it takes around 30 to 45 days. So I can.
The verification is already done. The guy that built the website did it for me. The verification, I think it should be verifying Google already, that name.
For
Prime Pro Painters, LLC. Should be verified. XVDS Painting, that's the name I've been using for almost 30 years. I'm not going to continue using that. I want to change that.
Prime Pro Painters. I don't see Prime Pro Painters on Google.
Prime Pro Painter LLC.
I see your website. Really? I see your website. Very beautiful website. On Google, when I type it in, it comes on as organic, but there's no Google business profile there. Does that make sense?
No, that's strange. Yeah, it's strange because we spent a couple hours doing that. I don't know. Maybe like you said, we did it only like about a week and a half ago probably. Maybe that's why.
Oh, okay. So if you guys did it then you guys aren't verified yet.
Yeah. So what we need to do to verify then? Just wait or we need to do something else?
You have to wait. Google should send you something in the mail, which is, if you guys did it last week, you should receive something in the mail from Google. It's going to be like a postcard. It's going to look like, and it's going to have a 5-digit code on the back. You're going to need to type that 5-digit code in to the Google business profile. And then it'll verify your business. Now, if you have to show anything, that's up to Google if they want to do that, just to make sure that you're a legit business. But sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes I've had customers that I've tried to get verified on Google and nothing ever came to my house. I never received anything. So that's why when you partner up with a Google Channel partner like us, we have our own rep. So we can reach out to our rep and say, hey, what's going on with this customer? This is our guy. He submitted his information and he hasn't received anything. What's going on? And they'll be able to tell us what they need or, hey, we're sending that out right now. We can check on it.
Right.
Are you working with the SEO company right now?
No, it's the website guy that he said they do some SEO, but he's not really, into it. I think he had a partner that does SEO, and he told me, we're just going to put some keywords for you on this website, and we want to wait a couple months and see how what happens. So it was not really, to the
dynamic. Oh, okay.
So creating website kind of thing, but he wanted to be helpful. Well, we're going to do this for you, but,
The website looks great.
Yeah, he did that website. Let me ask you another thing. What is the $250 a month would bring me? Would just put me in front of the page or in the first what? The first 100, the first 20, the first 10? What do you think?
Yeah, so I'll be straight It's your straight shot like I've always done. So the $249, $100 of that goes to Facebook ads. Okay, so we utilize that to bring in customers through Facebook, all right, with retargeting. Now, the other money we spend is optimizing your Google business profile. So on that first page of Google, that's where you'll populate in that map section.
In the map section, I see. Mm-hmm.
So that's where 90% of people go to search for things, and that's where 90% of people stay. They don't go past that first page.
So the map thing you're talking about, the little map where people click on the map where the little red dots appear?
Yes, sir.
That's what you mean?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
Now that's where most people go. That's where 90% of people go. to look for, let's say, pictures near me or painting businesses that do interior work. That's where they go.
Right, right. Okay, let me ask another question.
Sure.
So basically, part of it goes in that map and a part of it goes on Facebook ads, you say. What do you
Yes, sir.
What kind of ads? It's going to be for everybody that is registered that follow me on Facebook.
No, so it's going to be people that are searching for your services on Google. So they're actually retargeting ads.
Can you define retargeting ads?
Yeah, so for instance, have you ever searched something on Google before?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you go to Facebook, when you search, let's say, a new car, don't you, have you ever seen where you get, like, car advertisements after?
Yes.
That's what we do.
So when people are looking for paint areas that we're targeting for me, I have a chance to show up as a app.
Yes. Yes.
My website or go
It would be sent... 9 times out of 10, they would be sent straight to your website.
Okay.
But we can have the advertisement set up differently. We can have them send you a message. We can have them call you. It just depends on what you would like to do. But typically, we send them to the website because your website has all your services here.
Yeah.
And it's a really nice website, so now they can look at what you do, some of the work you do as well.
Yeah, and it is, it have several links that when they want to contact you or send me a message, they can do just get through that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's what we do. Also, too, with that 249, like I said, we'll build you a custom tracking system. So you'll be able to see what keywords you're looking for on Google, how well, how many clicks you're getting from Google and Facebook, and then you'll be able to track the calls. You'll also be on some directory listings. So like you said, Yellow Pages, we put you on Yahoo, Bing, Yelp, Apple, Chamber of Commerce, the Business Bureau. And then we also integrate you with Alexa and Siri. So anybody that's going to do a voice search on a hands-free device, you would populate on that first page as well.
When you say first page, you're talking about the map.
Yeah, that's what usually comes up when that, for that first page. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we cover...
I think the map allows Google to have more people on the first page. Because...
What was that?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. That's way better.
Okay. The map usually, in my opinion, allow Google to have more people on the first page because in the map you can have, 100 dots, on the same map in that area. Mm-hmm. But when you have little banners for business, you can have probably up to 10 one of those in the first page. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, like, on the map section, depending on the area and the industry you're in, so, like, just for example, the area of San Jose, there's 20 people on the first page.
Mm-hmm.
So, they go by 20s. So, for us, yes, you'll be on the first page. Now, this is, nobody ever stays at the top, okay? If anybody says, we'll put you on the first page, we'll put you at the first one on Google. You'll be right at the top, and we'll keep you there. They're lying to you. They're telling you stories.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
This works as a algorithm, but as long as we optimize it the way that we know how to, we will keep you on the first page. And we've even had some of our clients that we have gotten to the first person on the page. So I'm not saying that we'll get you, and you'll stay at the first, but we know how to optimize so that way when 90% of the people come to that first page, they'll be able to find you and call you directly. So we're going to work with you on getting you there, helping you get reviews, so that way when people do see you, they'll be able to click on the reviews, and they'll be able to see all the wonderful work and people that have worked with you already. And that's going to help you get more customers as well. So we're really building your online presence for you.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, let me ask you another question.
Sure.
When people click, you know, painters near me, and then you get me to the first page, you say in the map with 20.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess you will need zip codes for that, to do that, right? The zip codes I want to be in it. Or it's the zip codes that my company is located. So what's the pop-up there? The zip code that I choose to be having presence, or the zip code where my company is located?
So it'll pop up in the area that you're located in, but it gives you a mile radius as well. So we're able to get you into about, I would say, a 15-mile radius on Google, but that's why we paired that up with the Facebook advertising, because with the Facebook advertising, we can put you into certain cities and zip codes, and now they'll be able to find you directly through Facebook as well. And that's going to help your reach with Google also.
So you say Google locate me at 15 miles from the my business location, that's what you say? Oh, 50,
yeah.
50.
No, 15, 15.
15, okay.
Yeah.
So Google
it
is
doesn't,
my neighbors. Then.
Google is only good for your local area, yes. The Facebook is what's going to help us, and that's why I always say the Facebook is really a better way to go. To pair up with that, because we're able to get you into the surrounding areas with Facebook as well. Now, over time, Google can build up into a farther radius for you, but they just want to make sure. So you start off low, and over time, it helps you build up. But with the Facebook, we're able to place you into the, you know, San Jose area all the way to the San Mateo.
That will be to customers that are looking for painters through Facebook, not through Google. Is that right?
We would retarget those people through Facebook, yes.
Yeah, but people to start to look, they have to start to look in Facebook, not on Google.
No, well, they'll be typing into the system of Google, painters near me, and we can target that section with people that are looking for your services. So now you'll be able to populate in front of those people as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I noticed that most SEOs that I worked in the past, even this web developer that I've been working with, he asked me for the zip codes I want to have presence on Google, and using those keyboards. And she said that he used those keyboards, for example, San Jose. Let me think. No, he used the keywords to target areas. For example, interior painter San Jose, interior painter Palo Alto, interior painter San Francisco. You know, he used those keywords like that to get me presence on that. That's the way you guys do, or is it a different way?
It all starts first with a small radius, especially getting Google verified. But yes, we do that as well. So that way when somebody does look up your services and they find your Google business profile, it says, you know, serviced in San Mateo, service in San Jose, service in Mountain View. You know what I mean? So we definitely get you populating in there too, but it just takes a little bit of time to get out that radius for Google. That's a longer process. Now with the Facebook, it's a much shorter process. We're able to be in that area within 7 to 14 days. And that's why I was saying that's why it's better bang for your buck, because it's a lot faster that way than it would be to just do the SEO. Does that make sense?
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you another question. What about if I have a business going on in another state and another zip code. It will mm-hmm. be, is there any way to work two different zip codes that are totally different states?
Yeah, absolutely. You would just need to do another business profile for it, a Google business profile, and we could have that mm-hmm. as well because it goes by location. Google goes by location. So anybody that's typing in painters near me, let's say you have another one in Las Vegas, and you have a Google business profile for the location in Vegas, then that one would pop up in Vegas.
So, but that means, do I have to have another website for that, or can I use the same website?
No, you use the same website. You just need a new Google business profile. That's all. Yeah. The website.
Google profile.
Yeah, the website can always, the website is just one website and it can be linked to all the Google business profiles. And you can have the services and the areas that you offer your services in, like the states and cities and stuff like that. But the Google business profile, you would have to create a new one.
Mm-hmm. So I noticed that for creating a Google profile, I have to have an email. For the creative Google profile, I cannot use the same email for two Google profile. I guess I have to get a second email, I guess, right?
No, you can use the same email because you're just in a different location. Google understands that you have, that they're big business. I mean, think about all the Nike stores that are in the United States. They don't have like thousands of emails. They just have one email for Google because they know that they have different locations. So we just have to let Google know, hey, he has two locations, same email, this is the second location, and then they're like, oh, okay, cool, thanks, and they make it happen. But that's the only deal. You don't have to make a ton of different other stuff just for a new Google business profile. We just add it to your account, basically. We add it to that
account. So you guys, we can add it that new location and the same service you guys are going to give me?
Yeah, I mean, it would cost you, for each location, cost you the same amount of money. So, like, let's say it's $249 for the Google business profile and the Facebook in this area, then because we have to make a new Google business profile and we have to make new advertisements for that area too. So it's not that we have to create a new Facebook, but we just have to create new advertisements in that area, and we'd be able to do that. But, again, we facilitate that for you, though.
Yeah. So would it cost the same, or would it cost me different?
Yeah. I would do it for $249 for each location for you. Yeah, the bare price. I'd get you that for you. That way you can see the results happening. Yeah, I could get you that, so that way you can see the results coming in from each location. And it's a month-to-month pricing, like I said, and there's no contract. So I don't see why anybody would ever cancel or why you would ever cancel. But if you were to cancel, you just let us know within 3 business days of your next billing cycle, and that would be it. We would part ways from there. I mean, we don't charge you. We don't, you know, there's no early termination fee or early cancellation fee at all.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. It's not that I don't want to be working with people that work for me. I mean, the work what they do for me, what I mean.
Right.
But it happens a lot, especially, you know, in advertisements. It's, you know, some advertisements work for some people, and others won't work for some people, right?
Right, so, exactly. And like I said, we have a 97% retention rate just on our month-to-month. So that's people willingly coming back every month because they see the results, they see the tracking that they get, they see the customer service that's here for you, and they don't get that anywhere else. So they stay because they love all those things combined.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Great. Yeah. I like what I hear. Mm-hmm. Let me ask you another question.
For sure.
I've been in the market for almost 30 years, cleaning houses.
Okay.
And high-end residentials and regular houses, apartments, and some commercial jobs too. The other day I went to my database where I have all my customers, contracts, and I have hundreds and hundreds of customers that I've been in touch with along those years. So I was wondering, what is the best way to use that database, that the customers that already know me, that many of them, they already work for them. They already know my work. But can I use that information to retarget my service to them? Like send an email saying, hey, I am Hector, remember me. Somebody is thinking, we paint your house. We changing name. We can use that excuse right, to reconnect with them. We changing name. Now we more name is this. I want you to know, in case you need anything, here I am. What do you think? What is the best way to use that information?
Yeah, absolutely. So we could send out some text messages like that. And we could say, this is our new business profile for Google. Go check it out. Leave us a review. Here's my website. We can put a link in there. So we could definitely reach out to those customers. We can also upload that database into Facebook, and we can retarget them on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So we could definitely...
What do you mean retarget that with Facebook?
We can target their Facebook accounts with the numbers that they have.
Oh, I see what you mean. So
yeah.
The Facebook account, when we appear a banner or something that they would recognize me?
You would pop up on their feed. So like when they're scrolling through their feed for like their pictures for their family or friends, they would pop up on their feed and they would see that you know, you changed your name.
Right, right.
Yeah. You would pop up directly on their feed, so... and then too, like I said, we can send out a text message blast for you as well on that, and let them know that you changed your name. If you need any services, please contact you, or, you know, here's the link to my website. Check it out.
And this one's going to be part of the original fee that you were talking about? The initial fee?
Yeah, the $249. We could definitely, yeah, we could do that for you. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
well,
no problem.
I like what I hear. Let's try it then.
Okay. Now, let me just make sure I have everything correct. So for your business name, it's the Pro Painters, right?
Again, I haven't changed that yet with the state, but I definitely need to do that this week.
But what I'm going to do is we can get this started. And then once you change that, that's fine, because this is going to take a little bit of time, like I said, for Google to get everything. But you're already in process of that, so it's totally perfect, okay?
Okay.
But that's the one that you want, right? The Pro Painters LLC?
Yes, yes.
Let me just make sure. It's Prime Pro Painters, okay.
Yes.
Prime Pro Painters LLC. Okay, and then the business address, is it the 13288 Franklin Avenue?
Yes.
Mountain View, California?
Yes.
Okay, and then you have a beautiful website, so we need to connect this to your profile as well. And then for customers to contact you, it's the 650-417-8949, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I need to create an email for this business. What is the best way to create an email that it doesn't have Hotmail or Gmail, something that is more authentic to the business? What do you recommend?
It's up to you. You could do Gmail, or you can like open up an Outlook account. You could have Premium Pro Painters at outlook.com, or you could do Gmail. We do a lot of business with guys that have Gmail accounts.
Better do Gmail, you think, for business?
Gmail's fine, yeah.
Okay. So
yeah.
Basically, I need to create a website that says PrimePropainters at gmail.com.
If you don't have one, you could create a Gmail account for that, and then we could always link that to your Google Business Profile as well once you have that set up.
Okay, I'll do that this week too.
Okay. Cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your last name, Hector?
Barillas.
How do you spell that?
B as in boy, A-R-I-L-L-A-S.
Arias. B as in boy, A-R-I-L-L-A-S?
Barillas, yes, sir. Yes.
Okay, like awesome. And then... Ah, okay. I like that.
I know you're familiar with pasta, but yeah.
I am. I love pasta.
Yeah.
Okay, so for an email address, this is just going to be, so everything's going to be sent to you in writing when we're done here. What's a good mm-hmm. contact email for you for us to send this?
Right now, send it to Hector J. Varillas.
Okay, Hector. Okay, and then the contact info for you on this is the 650-417-8949?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, let me just make sure I have everything correct here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right, and then to secure your investment here for the billing on the card, for your name, is it the Prime Pro Painters LLC on there, or is it just your first and last name on there?
It's my first and last name for now.
Okay, perfect. And then the card, do you have a P.O. box for it, or is it just the same address as the 13288?
The same address.
Okay. And then, are you going to be using a debit or a credit for this?
That'd be a debit.
Okay. And then, will it be a MasterCard, Visa?
That'd be a Visa.
Visa.
Is anybody
okay.
use MasterCard still?
Yeah. Yeah
okay.
They do.
All my cards are Visa. Do. I don't have not even one MasterCard. Yeah. Every time
yeah.
I apply for, everything comes with Visa, but I don't see any more MasterCard.
It's rare, but we do get some, we have clients that do use MasterCards, more on the credit card side than the Visa, I mean the debit, more on the credit card for the MasterCards. Yeah. Okay, so
okay.
for the Visa, what is your card number? I'm ready when you are.
Well, you want to marry me now, huh? Okay.
I'm going to take you to dinner too.
We're
going to eat pasta. We're going to eat pasta.
I hope so. Pasta. Yeah, I like that. I like that. Okay, I'll give you my card. It's 4259-0720-5209-7127.
Okay, and then the expiration date?
Expiration date is 11/26.
Okay, and then the security code?
Security code is 612.
Okay, and then I'm going to repeat the card number back to you just to make sure it's correct, okay?
Okay.
It's 4259-0720-5209-7127.
Yep.
Okay, and then 11/26. And then 612.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And then Hector, I'm going to set up a security question for you so that way we know that it's you always calling into us and you always know that it's us calling you. Okay. So I have three questions. You can have one of them. It's either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay. And what is mother's maiden name?
Melgar. M-E-L-G-A-R.
M-E-L-G-A-R.
Melgar. Yeah.
Okay. Melgar. Gotcha there. Okay. You're all set on that one. And then, Hector, before I do make any type of purchase, I'm going to take you what's called a voice verification. The reason being is we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. So it's just an added protection for you that will be sent to you with your invoice in writing as well. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. So if you don't, if you don't understand something, just let me know and I'll rephrase it for you. I just want to make sure you have a firm understanding before we make the purchase here, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement for Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Brian Pro Painters, LLC.
Awesome. Please state your name and title within the business.
Hector J. Barillas, owner.
Awesome. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Awesome. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Hector, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So that's your mother's maiden name, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. So the calls coming from us will be from an 877-635-6225 number, okay? And I'll email that to you as well, all right?
All right.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your marketing, your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yes.
Awesome. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is August 12th, in the non-refundable of $249. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th in the amount of $249. This is a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Okay, so I'm going to send you a text message really quickly, and I'm also going to send you an email. You're going to get your invoice right now. And then I'm going to set up a call best for you for my tech team to get a hold of you. So that way we make sure everything's correct going out to Google. We can see where you guys have submitted all this stuff to, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I just sent you a text message. I want to say, let's see. Let's see. Here you go. Did you receive a text message from us yet?
Yes, I think so. Thank you for choosing Local Splice. We'll send you a copy of your invoice to the email we have filed. Please click here to accept.
Yes.
The subscription terms, If you have any questions, please contact us. Okay.
Yes. So click that link. That's our, that's the terms and conditions link. Click it. It's going to take you to our terms and conditions. On the bottom, there is a little square that just says that you're the certified, you are the certified, card authorized and signer holder. Click that and then sign your name. Just type it in on the bottom where it says sign here. Click confirm and then it's going to bring you into a login page. Let me know when you're at that login page, okay? It's going to have a username and password that I'm going to let me know when you're there.
All right, I type my name. I click on signature. That's not much. What do you mean with that? That's not so much. What is supposed to put as a signature?
Okay, so did you click the little box at the above that?
Above the about what?
Where it's, when you scroll down to the bottom, it says I certify that I am the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. There's a little checkbox
yes.
that you have to check. Okay.
Yes.
And
I
then
did,
when
yeah.
when you click here, you sign. You type in Hector. And then your last name, B-A-R-I-L-L-A-S, and then click confirm.
All together or set for the space in the middle?
You could do the space in the middle.
Now I did it. Now I'll
okay.
put a username and a password.
Beautiful. Okay, so that's going to be the tracking system that we're going to get you. Like I said, we're building that custom-made for you and your business. So we're going to send you an email with the login information that's going to come to you in about 5 to 7 days, okay? So we're going to send you password, username, and a link so that way you can get back there. Now, I'm going to go. We're going to go over that with you in the onboarding tomorrow and let you know how that works as well for you. What's a good time for you tomorrow for me and my tech team to get a hold of you so that way we can make sure we submit everything to Google correctly and have everything that you do so that way we populate you in the right areas? What's a good time for you tomorrow?
About this time, between 10 and 11 or 10 or 12 is fine. That'd be my
okay. It's going to take around 30 to 45 minutes, okay, just so you know.
Uh-huh. Okay. Bring
okay.
me lunch.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll bring you some pasta.
sounds great to me.
That's gonna be the running joke, huh? Pasta.
Right. Exactly.
Okay.
So what
am I
supposed
gonna
to
do
with
right
the username and password here?
Just hang tight there. We're gonna send you the username and password. We have to create the back end of that, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay, so I'm going to send you an email right now.
Okay, go ahead.
And this is going to be for, we're going to contact you tomorrow.
You send
with my
me,
tech team.
Okay.
I'm going to send you an email.
Okay.
And then, really quick. It's going to come from me, but it's going to be a Google Calendar email. Okay, so you just have to accept yes, and I put it for 10 a.m. Does that work for you?
10 a.m. is fine.
10 a.m. is fine?
Yeah.
Okay. I just sent that over to you right now, so you should get that. And then, like I said, you could just accept it, and then we will be contacting you at 10 a.m. tomorrow with my tech team and then making sure we have everything correct here so there's no hiccups, okay?
All right, like that.
Just like that, yeah. We're going to get this rolling for you very quickly. Do you have any other further questions for me, Hector?
Yeah, we're not going to be able to do this first like a Facebook campaign so I can free target my old customers.
We're going to...
When is the sooner we can do that?
The Facebook campaigns will be up and running within 7 to 14 days. So I'm going to make a note here for my tech team. I'm going to say, hey, he wants to target his old customers. He has a database list that he's going to give to you guys. And then when they talk to you tomorrow on the call, they're going to